Ephesians 5, verses 18 to 20. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Great. Thanks, Bethany. Do give me a shout if you can't hear me. I'm just going to pray for myself. Lord God, thank you for your word, for what it teaches us, and thank you for the gifts you've given us to help us be filled with the Spirit. I pray that you'll help us to understand more of what you want to teach us from Ephesians this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Why do we sing in church? We're doing quite a lot of it today. I think 7 or 8 songs we've got this morning. But why do we do it? What's the point? So let's start with a few things that are not the reason for us singing in church. And for the first one, I need a bit of help. So I want everyone to put up a number of fingers for how good they think they are at singing. If 1 is rubbish and 5 is, you know, people were paid to hear me sing. So, okay, 3, 2, 1. Okay, we've got a lot of 3s, a couple of 1s, oh, a couple of 10s, so that's very impressive. There's a few 0s here. Okay, but the point is, we're not a room full of 5s or even a room full of 10s. And so we're not all professional singers. Some of us might be, as it seems. So firstly, we don't sing because we're great singers. Okay, put your hands back up if you find singing fun. I find singing fun. Quite a lot of us find singing fun. Okay, hands down. Hands up if you find baking fun. Yeah? What about if you find playing board games fun? And sport? Okay, so the point is, singing is fun for lots of us, but there are lots of things that are fun. We don't do them in church. We don't come to church and all make a cake together. We don't come to church, sit around and play board games. So we don't just do it because it's fun. It is fun. That's not why we do it. Okay. And one more reason, we don't sing because we're practicing something. We haven't got a concert in the commemoration hall in a couple of months' time. We're not all going to sing together as a performance, so we're not practicing for anything. This is the real deal. This is the end goal. Singing in church on a Sunday is why we do it. We do it in and of itself because it's a good thing. So it's not because we're great singers, it's not because it's fun, it's not because we're practicing. So why do we sing? And maybe an even bigger question, why do we bother having music to hum along to in church when we weren't allowed to sing because of COVID? Was that not just a waste of time? It was a bit weird. Well, hopefully this morning we're going to see in this passage from Ephesians why we sing in church and why it wasn't a waste of time to listen to music and to hum along or mouth along when we weren't allowed to sing. So this book, got some singing already, I love it. This book that we're reading, Ephesians, it's not just a book, it's not like a novel or non-fiction book written, it's a letter from a guy called Paul to a church in Ephesus, not the kebab restaurant on the high street, Ephesus, a city in modern day Turkey, but thousands of years ago. And he was writing them to encourage them that they are real, genuine Christians, and helping them to live a life worthy of their calling. That's what he calls it. And that basically means to live a good life that shows that they belong to Jesus. And here, he talks about singing. So singing is a really important part of what we do as Christians. And so hopefully we're going to see the reasons why we sing. And they're all directions. They're all singing in directions, and they come with an action to each one. So we can have the slides on the screen. The first one is, we'll do this action together, we sing in. So we sing in, into ourselves. And the second one is, we sing out. Sing out. And the last one is, we sing up. So do this 3 in a row. We sing in, we sing out, and we sing up. Brilliant. So, we're going to look at those in turn and see what they mean and see how we get them from the passage. So firstly, we sing in. you go on one side, so we just have singing. There we go. We sing in. And what I mean by this is we sing in church because we sing to ourselves. Does anyone sing to themselves in the shower? I do. Yeah, Dad does. Quite proud of that, I see. I'm proud of it too. Singing to ourselves, but that's not what I mean. I don't mean singing so that you can only hear it. I mean we sing to our own hearts. We sing for our own benefit. Verse 18 says, "Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit." Basically, Paul is saying, don't be under the influence of alcohol, be under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Now, there's lots to be said about Christians and alcohol. It's definitely not a sin in and of itself to drink alcohol. Jesus personally made sure there was enough wine at a wedding to go around, so we can't say that alcohol is always, always wrong. But getting drunk is not right for a Christian. That's what Paul is saying. He's saying instead of giving in to the temptations of the world, we must be filled with the Holy Spirit. We must let God's Spirit live in our hearts and live in ways that please Him. Okay, so how do we get filled with the Spirit? What does that mean? Is there some sort of petrol station we can go to and say, I'll have 40 litres of Holy Spirit in the tank? But no, the Spirit isn't really a liquid or a fuel that we use. It's not something we can have more or less of. It's probably more correct to translate this verse as be filled by the Spirit. So the Spirit fills us rather than someone else pumps the Spirit into us. The Spirit fills us with godliness and Christ-likeness, goodness. That's why Paul compares it to wine. If we're filled with wine, we'll live in ungodly ways. But if we're filled with the Spirit, we'll live a godly life. So how does the Spirit fill us? How do we get the Spirit to fill us up? Well, that's what the rest of these verses are about. Do you see, the only other reference to the word Spirit in these verses is songs from the Spirit. Or in other translations, spiritual songs. And actually, the way the grammar of these verses works, there you go, you didn't expect a grammar lesson when you come to church, but there you go. The way the grammar of these verses works is verse 18 is a command, be filled with the Spirit. And the rest of these verses are things that support that command. So be filled with or by the Spirit, speaking, singing, making music, giving thanks, and actually verse 21 as well, submitting, is linked to this. So by doing all that verse 19 and 20 say, we're letting ourselves be filled with or by the Spirit. We receive the Holy Spirit when we become a Christian. If you're a Christian here today, you have the Holy Spirit living in you. But as we live as Christians, every day we can let the Holy Spirit fill us more and more. And one of the ways we do that is by singing. As we sing in. We sing to our own hearts, reminding ourselves of the truths from God's Word. And encouraging ourselves to go and live the lives that God wants us to live. The more we let our hearts engage with what we sing in church, the more we let the Spirit fill us, and the more we will be able to live a godly life on Monday morning. These words, these songs, are songs from the Spirit. The Spirit has given us these words and this music to encourage us. It's a gift from the Holy Spirit, from God, to us, to help us be filled with the Spirit and to live a life that pleases Him. So sing in, sing to your heart. Sing to your heart before the throne of God above, I have a strong and perfect plea. I won't be shaken, I will not be moved. The Lord is King, He's going to look after everything. They're not just empty words, they're songs from the Spirit, helping us to be filled with Him. So when we sing, sing in. Sing to your heart, be filled with the Spirit. So firstly, sing in. Let's do that together so you remember. Sing in. And secondly, sing out. Great. And by sing out, I mean sing to everyone else. Not just to yourself. Then we might as well do it in a room on our own. We do it in church with everyone else around because we're singing to each other as well. This is what the first half of verse 19 is about. Let me read it again. Speaking to one another with psalms, hymns and songs from the Spirit. Sounds strange, doesn't it? Speaking with songs. But that's what we're doing when we sing in church. We're communicating truths. We're not just making a nice noise. We're not just singing songs. making pretty music. We're speaking with songs. We're communicating. We're telling each other wonderful, true things about Jesus, about God our Father, and about our relationship with Him. So there's that list of three things in this verse: psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. It's not really clear from the text what the difference is between these things. Paul doesn't explain, now here's what a psalm is, here's what a hymn is, here's what a song from the Spirit is. The one thing we can probably be sure of is that Paul expects Christians to sing a variety of songs. Sing psalms from the Old Testament, yes, like the one we read earlier. But we can also sing lyrical versions of the psalms. In fact, many of the songs that we sing in church are just modernised versions of the psalms set to music. And I wonder whether we could sing more of them at CCH. It's something we might try this year. But also sing old traditional hymns and sing new modern Christian songs as well. A variety of songs. But one thing should be common to all these kinds of songs. No matter what sort of a song it is, it should teach others. It should communicate truths about God. Personally, I'm a little wary of songs that have little going on in the lyrics and rely on the musical feel to stir up our hearts to praise God. I also think we should be cautious that our songs, that what our songs are saying lines up with the truths in the Bible, what the Bible says about God and about Jesus. I won't go into bad examples, but the songs we sung today have some really good examples of biblical truth set to music. So Before the Throne of God Above tells us about Jesus, our High Priest, that we read about in Hebrews. God is for us is taken right out of Romans 8, reminding us that nothing can separate us from God's love. And Christ, our hope in life and death, tells us about hope beyond the grave. Go to 1 Peter 1, it's a passage that's just all about that. So we could come to church, we could just read Bible verses at each other. But Paul tells us to speak to one another in songs. And I think that's because songs engage with our emotions in a strong way. And also because they're memorable. I guarantee tomorrow some of you will wake up with one of the songs we sung today ringing in your ears, but I doubt anyone will wake up with the words of my talk just playing around in your head. Songs will stick in our heads and keep reminding us, minute by minute, of wonderful things about God. So sing out. As we sing in church, tell each other what's true about God. When you sing, tell me, God who gave his son to free us, holds me in his love. Tell the person next to you, our God is all in all. Tell everyone, the Lord is good and faithful, he will keep us day and night. Just a side note, I'm quoting a few what we like to call kids' songs here. Because some of the songs that are aimed at kids are full of so much truth and so much beautiful language and ways to talk about God that they're not just for kids, they're for everyone. And they're in order to tell us wonderful things in ways we can understand, in ways that are beautiful and encouraging for adults and also understandable for a three-year-old. So it's wonderful to sing so-called kids' songs together in the church. It's wonderful that we have kids here as well. These songs that we have as kids' songs can be encouraging and can build us up no matter how old we are. So don't switch off when you hear a kids' song in church. Just switch on. Sing to one another. Sing in and sing out. And finally, sing up. That is, lift your eyes to heaven and sing to God. Let me read the last bit of verse 19 and verse 20. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So when we sing to God. We're making music from our heart to the Lord. God wants to hear us sing. God doesn't care if we're a 0 or a 10. He doesn't care if we're tone deaf or professional quality. He wants to hear the music made from our hearts. That's why some of our songs address God as you, not he. We're not just singing about him, we're singing to him. We're praying, it's a song to God. So we sometimes sing songs that ask for God's help, like the one we'll sing in a minute. O great God of highest heaven, occupy my lonely heart. And sometimes we're not asking him anything, we're just lifting our voices to praise him. Telling him how amazed we are and how thankful we are for his goodness and grace. No other love that I've ever known compares to you, God. Oh, thank you that all through history you are faithful. Thine be the glory, risen, conquering Son. So sing up. Remember, God is listening, and focus on him as we sing. And the wonderful thing about these three directions of singing, do the actions together, so remember, sing in, sing out, sing up. The wonderful thing about this is we can do them all at once, in one song or one line. As we sing in a minute, no power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand. We're singing in, reminding ourselves that we belong to God, letting the Spirit fill us with the knowledge of that truth. We're singing out, we're telling each other of the confidence we can have in Jesus, speaking to one another with a song. And we're singing up, rejoicing in how amazing God is and how secure we are in him. Why not make it a habit this year in 2022 to come to sing in church with a heart that is ready to do these three things? I'm going to try and do that. I think it will be great for us in our personal spiritual lives. I think it will be great for our church, and it will bring God glory. So it's one more time. Sing in, sing out, sing up. I'm going to pray now, and then we'll do that together as we sing our final two songs. Lord God, thank you for giving us your Spirit, and thank you for how he fills us with the desire for godliness and with all we need to live a godly life. Thank you for your word that keeps us that, for wonderful people through the years who've written songs that help us encourage our own hearts, build one another up and bring you praise. Each time we sing, we pray that there won't be empty words to us. We pray that we won't ever slip into formality of singing without our hearts engaging. We pray that we'll never do that with songs that we think aren't aimed at us, that any song that we sing will be one that is great for our own hearts, great for building each other up as we sing to each other, and that we will bring you praise as we do so. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I can invite the band back up, and we'll sing two final songs, and then Johnny will close us in prayer.